servant of your word. We thank you that we can have him with
Joe-san.
Good morning, everyone.
That's probably the only Chinese I will speak today.
Just
spare my embarrassment.
Please, yeah, all right.
If you're wondering how I found this church, it's really been a work of God in a sense. If you're wondering how I came to find this church, it's been a work of God. I was taking a course with your pastor Thomas, and he, after we talked a bit, he invited me to come. So it's a pleasure for me to be here this morning. And being here reminds me of a bit of home. This is the context of the church that I grew up in back in New York. So thank you for having me here today. I wanted to share a story with you as we begin this morning. As Ralph shared, I'm from New York. I have a friend in New York who is now a police officer. We call him Police Officer Dave. Dave is a unique man.
Dave is a very unique man.
He doesn't know much about anything. But when it comes to cars, and anything to do with the law enforcement, anything to do with police officers, he knows everything there is about it. So it was no surprise that about 8 years ago, Dave enrolled to be a police officer. And he went through the police academy. And when he finally graduated, they gave him a gun. And the first thing he did was come to my house and point the gun at my head. And at that point, I wondered whether he was going to be a good police officer or not. But the interesting thing about it was when Dave first started working as a probational officer, his first 6 months were very difficult. He had the worst hours. When he was working, everyone else had off. And when everyone else was working, he had off. So he complained about not having any friends to socialize with. So he complained about not having friends to spend time with. Not having friends. He complained that he didn't have any friends. Sorry. He also didn't get paid a lot of money for his job. And something about New York police officers, they don't really get much respect. And he would really be really disturbed by that. But the one night though, there was one particular moment that he really contemplated about his job as a police officer. He was called to go to the Brooklyn Bridge, and there was a man who was extremely high on drugs. He went to a bridge. It was a bridge, a famous bridge, but it's okay. He's doing very well. He hasn't even seen my notes, so I think we should give him an applause. But he went to a bridge, and this particular man was a very large man, but because he was high on drugs, he was even stronger than he really was. And so my friend went and the man looked like he was going to jump off the bridge. And so my friend went, and his goal was to get him away from the bridge and sustain and keep him, safe from him and in harm's way. But somehow or another, it ended up that my friend almost got thrown off the bridge. And so he came back, and we had a chat one night. And he just said, I hate my job. I hate my hours. I almost got killed tonight.
我唔中意嗰份工，因为我差啲死咗噶嘛。
And I didn't know how to respond. I have no idea what it felt like to be in that position. And so I said to him, well, you know, Dave, why don't you, you know, can you talk to your boss about getting better hours? Maybe get a desk job instead.
Sorry?
Maybe get a desk job instead.
Maybe可以在office里面工作.
And he just kind of shook his head, no, I can't do that.
Dave说不可以，我不能够在office里面工作.
And so I said, well, maybe you should just, I don't know, I was without words. I said, maybe you should just find some other way of being a police officer, but not have to go through this. And then he paused and then he looked at me and he said, no, I can't do that. He said, because this is what it takes to be a police officer. So I have to stick this through. And I looked at him and I hate to say this, but it was one of the few times that I felt really respectful of my friend. Like I said, he didn't impress me very much in a lot of things in life. But that moment, he earned my respect. Because he understood, and he understood what it took to be a police officer. You see, he might have been tempted to be lured by the popularity of a police officer. He was maybe tempted by the benefits like having a gun. Having authority. You know, being able to give tickets to anyone he wanted. That's really why anyone wants to become police officer, right? See, the temptation is to want all that, but not consider what it takes to become one. And at that moment, I earned my friend's respect because he understood the cost to be a police officer in order to have those benefits in a sense. Isn't it true that we all can be tempted to want the good things without having to work for it? Isn't it true that we want to have the benefits without realizing there's a cost sometimes for that? And it's a strong temptation to sort of give it all up when things get hard. It's a temptation to just give everything up when the time gets difficult. Let me ask you this question. Have you found yourself being tempted to just want the benefits without the cost? It's interesting that the passage we read today in the Bible, Jesus discusses this very issue. But he discusses it in the context of being his disciple. Just the very first verse, verse 25, it says that large crowds were traveling with Jesus. Large crowds were following Jesus.
Just
let me give you a context of what that means at this point. Jesus was a very popular person among the Galileans right now. People heard about the things he was doing, the miracles he was performing. They were amazed at his teaching. Some believed him to be from God. Some just thought he was a man with great power from God. And only a select few believed that he was actually the Son of God. But all in the same, they all wanted to be around Jesus. That's why he had large crowds following him. And what they wanted to say was, we want to be with you, Jesus. We want to learn what you're teaching. We want to be able to teach what you teach. They wanted to be like him. They all wanted to have the benefits of being with Jesus.
They all wanted to have the benefits of being with Jesus.
Whether good motivation or poor motivation, they wanted what Jesus had.
有些人有好嘅动机，有啲人有唔好嘅动机，但佢哋都系想同耶稣喺埋一齐。
And so they wanted to learn from him.
佢哋好想向耶稣学习。
They wanted to be his disciple.
佢哋想成为耶稣嘅门徒。
And so it's interesting at this juncture, Jesus, I think, recognizes this.
在这个转捩点，耶稣他明白这件事，他看得到这件事。
There is a large crowd following him.
有很多人跟随着主耶稣。
And Jesus at this point says, if you really follow me, then you have to put money where your mouth is.
哦，如果你真的想跟随我，你就需要付出代价。
And he goes into this little sort of teaching about what it means to follow Jesus.
跟着他就有25至35节的教导。
So let's have a look at what it says. But before that, would you just allow me to pray for just a quick moment?
让你一起祈祷。
Father, I thank you for this time that we can hear from your word. And Lord, as we study your word and we right now engage, Lord, what it is that you have called us to be as a disciple, that Lord, you would cut in our hearts. I pray that this won't be a moment, Lord, in which we react to guilt, but Lord, to your conviction, to the conviction of your spirit. That Lord, this is a time of teaching, a time of eye-opening. Lord, not a time of guilt. So I pray, Lord, that my words will not put upon guilt upon the people here, but to inspire, to bring people to action because of their love for you and your love for them. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's read on in what it says here. The first thing that Jesus says in verse 26, it says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
耶稣在26节他是这样讲，不过人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能作我们的门，就不能作我的门徒。
Now, at first you read this and you say, well, that's a pretty strong comment there, Jesus.
Well, 耶稣在这里做了一个很强烈的论点。
You mean I have to hate my father and my mother? I have to hate my children?
我是不是需要去憎恨我的儿女，憎恨我的父母呢？
And then if you're pretty understanding of the Bible, you say, well, how does that match what you said earlier about loving your enemies?
他怎样从圣经里面的教导吻合呢？圣经教我们要爱我们的敌人。
I'm a little confused. If we were to love our enemies, how do I hate the people that I love?
我非常之混淆，耶稣喺呢度教导。
And you need to take this for what is implied here.
我要睇睇耶稣喺背后所讲嘅意义系乜嘢。
There's a point that Jesus is trying to make here. When he uses the word hate, what he really means is say love less.
有一点耶稣喺呢度特别去重点，去重视嘅。
Since if you really want to follow me, you need to love less your wife, love less your father, your mother.
如果你需要跟随我，你需要爱我多过爱你嘅父母，爱你嘅儿女。
And it's kind of interesting because, you know, it's hard for us to say, how can I hate the people I love the most, like my father or my mother?
Well, 很难啊，因为我们怎能够去真系一啲人啊，我哋好爱嘅。
And yet Jesus throws in one little jab there. He says, even your own life.
Sorry, take
it. He says he kind of throws a little punch and it says, even your own life.
You must hate. 耶稣佢甚至提到咧，佢话哦，就算我哋唔能够爱惜自己嘅生命，都要爱惜耶稣。
Because what really Jesus is saying is, you really don't love anyone more in this world than yourself.
Well, 耶稣话你唔应该爱
You really don't love anyone more in this world than yourself.
耶稣他说你不应该爱任何人多过爱你自己。
Right. In other words, the reality is we love ourselves the most.
Well, 真实的情况是我们爱我们自己。
Whether we want to admit it or not, at the end of the day, we love ourselves. It's in our nature.
但我们无论承认定不承认，我们其实爱我们自己。
It's part of our sinful nature.
这个是我们个人的罪性的结果。
And what Jesus is saying is you must hate yourself even if you want to follow me.
Well, 耶稣他说到说如果你要跟随我，你需要连你自己都憎恨。
It sounds hard to love less our loved ones.
Well, 这个非常的困难，我们去爱我们想爱的人。
It's even hard to love less ourselves.
有时是非常的困难去爱我们自己。
And yet Jesus says to follow me, you must love less yourself.
Well, 耶稣他在这里说，如果你要跟随我，你必须不，即是爱耶稣比较多过爱自己。
Verse 27, he continues the same theme, but he puts it in a different way. He says that anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
耶稣在第二七节他讲相类似的东西，他说凡不背负自己十字架跟从我，也不能做我的门徒。
Now this can be taken in two different ways.
可以有两个解法。
For the people who were there listening at the time that Jesus said this,
当时人去听的时候，
you have to remember, they didn't realize that he was going to die on the cross yet.
你们要明白，当时的人不知道耶稣将会在十字架上面死去。
But the word cross, when they heard that word cross, It had these social stigmatizations to it. Oh, that's a hard word for you to translate. It had these negative thoughts about the cross.
In other words,
if your name was next to the word cross or crucifixion, you would not be a very popular person.
Crucifixion. Because
that's what the cross meant. The cross represented a death penalty for criminals. It was the worst way of dying. And so for Jesus says, you have to carry your cross. In a way, he implies you need to deny yourself of your social popularity. And again, it's carrying this self-denial theme.
亦都係有嗰個嘅主題喺裏面，就係你要去否定自己嗰個社會地位。
Now for those of us or those after who this letter or this book of this gospel of Luke was written to, they would have known that Jesus had died on the cross.
當路加福寫俾嗰啲聽眾，當佢哋睇路加福音嘅時候，其實佢哋已經知道耶穌已經死咗。
And so as we read this part about carrying our cross, we could look at it another way.
所以當我哋去睇路加福音呢段經文嘅時候，我哋可以從另一個角度去睇。
The cross was Jesus' mission on earth.
十字架是耶稣他的使命。
That was the calling that God had for his life.
这个就是神叫耶稣去做的事。
And so when Jesus carried his own cross, for us, we can look at it as, what is the calling that God has in our life?
当耶稣他去背负这个十字架的时候，我们可以看看到底我们的使命是什么。
But again, this still goes into the theme of self-denial.
但是也仍然是牵，从那个主题去否定自己是牵引的。
Because how often times do we want to do things our way, not what God wants to do?
很多时候我们很想跟着自己的意思去做，没有去跟着神的意思去做。
And so to carry the cross is to deny ourselves and take on the mission God has given us.
背负十字架就去否定我们自己，去跟随耶稣给我们的呼召。
So again, both of these talk about self-denial.
所以这个故事是讲关于我们否定自己。
Jesus saying to follow me is to deny yourself.
耶稣讲的话，去跟随我就要否定自己。
Let's just jump down really quick to verse 33. It says, in the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
耶稣说，这样你们无论什么人，一个三十，一个三十三，这样你们无论什么人，都撇下石头，你就不能做我的门徒。In
the same way, any of you who does not give up everything cannot be my disciple.
为了成为主的门徒，你必须，主的门徒，你必须放下一切。
Personally, I read this and I can look at it as, does it mean everything I own?
当我看这段经文的时候，我想是不是我所有拥有的东西我都要放下呢？
Does it mean possessions?
是不是我所有的财物呢？
I believe it is. I don't think it's exclusively that. It means when he says give everything he has, it could be material or non-material. But it's easy for us to not consider the material because that's the things we hold on to the most. Jesus is saying, if you have want to follow me,
耶稣他说得很清楚，如果你想去跟随我,
if you want to be my disciple,
如果你想成为我的门徒,
one of the costs of that is to give up everything you have if you are called to give it up.
其中一个代价就是你要放弃你一切，因为你就是被呼召去放弃你所有。
Are you prepared to give it up?
你愿不愿意去放弃所有？
Again, this theme of self-denial.
Well, 也是一个，再一次是一个主题，就是放低自己。
So Jesus in this passage has said basically one thing, if you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself.
基本上如果你需要去跟随我，你就需要放下自己。
Now it's interesting because most of us, when we think about following Jesus, we have a different picture in mind.
当我们去谈及去跟随耶稣的时候，很多时候我们的心里面都有另一个想法。Whether
we want to admit it or not, on a subconscious level, when we say we follow Jesus, there's this thought that if I follow Jesus, my life will have full of comfort. Full of comfort.
很多人有个想法，当我们去跟随耶稣的时候，我们心里面会充满喜乐。
Yeah, in the sense of peace, the sense of my life will be perfect once I follow Jesus.
生命里面有平安，当你跟随耶稣的时候，你生命就会好完美。
That is a wrong picture of what it means to follow Jesus.
但这个很明显不是一个正确的观念。
Just, does this sound like comfort to you the way Jesus describes it?
Well, 当耶稣说这件事的时候，你不觉得有些冲突啊，跟你的想法？
We think of following Jesus and we will be And the evidence of following Jesus is in the blessing of money.
当我们去跟随耶稣的时候，其实是得到神很多金钱上面的祝福。
Maybe in the blessing of a good education.
可能是一个很好的教育。
A nice house.
或者一间很美丽的房
子。Good health.
或者很健康的心。
In our minds, we think to follow Jesus, and Jesus will bless us with these things hands down.
当我们去思想跟随耶稣的时候，这就是耶稣给我们的祝福了。
And I know many people who, when those things are not given to them in their lives,
当那些人跟随耶稣发觉神没给这些东西他们的时候，
they question whether they want to follow Jesus.
他们开始怀疑他们不应该去跟随主耶稣。
And so the question we have to ask ourselves is,Why do we follow Jesus?
所以最终的问题应该问我们自己，为什么要跟随耶稣？
Because we think when we follow Jesus, it's about us.
因为我们当我们去想我们跟随耶稣的时候，其实是跟我们自己有关系。
Just look at these crowds, they come to Jesus. They want to follow Jesus because they want some of that what Jesus has.
你看回群众跟随耶稣的时候，其实这些人是想好像耶稣那样一些只是得耶稣拥有的东西。
And I believe that's why Jesus...gives this teaching at that moment.
所以我相信为什么耶稣在那一刻有这个教导。
He calls them out.
他再跟他们澄清这件事。
He says, if you really follow me, this is what it takes.
如果你要跟随我，你就要付出代价。
And then he gives these two interesting parables.
接着他讲了两个很有趣的比喻。
Verse 28, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it?
28节他这样讲，你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下计算计花费，能盖成不能，恐怕安了地基不能成功。抗议的人就都笑话他说，这个人开了工却不能完工。
For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying that this fellow began to build was not able to finish.
当你睇咗个地基之后，你唔能够起好，人哋就会笑你呢个人积咗唔能够完成呢个工作。
In the other parable, he talks about a king who is about to go to war.And that the king notices that the opposing army is much greater than his.
当另一个比喻就是有个王去打仗，发觉人哋嗰个嘅军队多佢哋好多。
And he realizes, if I can't beat this army, then I'm just going to go and send a delegate and have peace treaty, and have peace and get a peace treaty, peace agreement.
佢想同佢发现呢个问题嘅时候，个王就想去同佢哋签和约。
Why do you think Jesus throws this parable story in there?
点解耶稣喺呢度摆多两个嘅比喻呢？
He's saying, before you go and do something, count your costs.
当你去做一件事的时候，先计算你的代价。
Before you put your mind and your efforts into something, you need, it's the wisdom and the wise thing to do is to know how much it's going to cost you to complete the task.
当你要去做一件事的时候，你需要思考一下你所要付出的代价有多少。
So he's saying, it would be unwise for someone to go build a house, and he says here, a tower, to go build a house, knowing that they only have half the money they need to build.
Well, 如果你会真的很你会 很蠢啊！如果你去起一间屋，但你只是有一半的钱去起这间屋。
I mean, that's been the problem in the global economic crisis. It's all began in the U.S. because of that one principle.
这个就是金融海啸那个的问题在哪里？
People are buying houses without having the money.
他们去买屋，因为他们没有钱，但他们都是买屋。
And so they committed, and then they had to foreclose. They have no house. They're actually worse off than they were before.
他们承诺都是买一间屋，都给了钱去买一间屋，但结果他们最后不能够供满。
What is Jesus trying to imply here by these two stories?
耶稣在里面到底想说什么呢?
I believe that Jesus is calling for true disciples.
我相信耶稣在这里是呼召的人去成为真正的门徒。
He wants people who finish as well. Who finish well.
他想每一个人都能够完成跑完门徒的道路。
It's easy to start, but is it easy? Can you finish is what Jesus is saying.
容易开始但是很难去坚持并且完成。
You see, he recognizes there's a lot of people here who wants to be his disciple.
耶稣他看到有很多人想跟随耶稣成为门徒。
But in his mind, he's thinking, if you really want to be my disciple, are you aware that these are the costs of being my disciple?
在耶稣的脑里面他想，你这些人想跟随我成为门徒，到底你明不明白门徒的代价是什么？
Have you looked into the cost?
你有没有计算那个代价？
Because if you haven't looked into the cost, there's a good chance that when the rough times come,You pull back.
如果你有计算代价的话，当有困难的时候，你不会咁容易离开。
And so Jesus, when he calls his disciples, he wants people that are not half committed.
当耶稣他呼召门徒的时候，他想知道他们到底是不是真的愿意去跟随那个做门徒的代价。
He wants people who understand the full commitment what it means.
佢想門徒去明白到底嗰個代價係乜嘢。
When Paul says, finish, run the race in a way that you do not become disqualified.
保羅佢所講嘅話，你去奔跑你個道路，但係唔好被唔好放棄。
He means run the race so you can finish the race.
佢話你要跑個路，但你千祈唔好放棄，你一定要完成呢個道路。
I believe that's what Jesus is saying here.
我相信呢個就係耶穌要講嘅嘢。
He wants people to be aware of what it takes to be a disciple of Him.
要使人明白做門徒所需要付出嘅代價。
And it finishes up in 34, this interesting point. It says, salt is good, but if it loses the saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
34. 耶穌他說鹽是本為好的，若失了味，叫它還有什麼用呢？
You see, Jesus is saying that, in a way he said salt is good.
耶穌他說鹽是好的。
Just like being his disciple is good.
成為耶穌的門徒是好的。
He's not trying to dissuade people from following him.
他不是想叫人不要跟著他成為他的門徒。
Jesus wants as many disciples as he can gather.
耶穌他想收很多很多的門徒。
But the key word is true disciples.
但耶穌他最重要的地方就是要收真正的門徒。
And he says here, if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be used again?
如果鹽沒了鹽味，也不能再次用了。
In other words, if you to be his disciple,If you are his disciple, and then when the times get difficult, and you don't realize that these were part of the costs, and you pull back, you become a less effective disciple.
当你做门徒的时候，如果你不明白做门徒要付出代价的时候，当你遇见那个困难的时候，你就明白那个困难其实就是那个门徒道路上面其中一个的代价。
When salt loses its saltiness, it's useless.
当盐没了盐味之后就没用了。
A disciple who does not recognize the cost.Will become ineffective.
哇！如果你个门徒唔能够认清做门徒个代价，你嗰个嘅门徒生命就冇效啦。
And God cannot use an ineffective disciple.
神咧，佢唔能够用嗰啲冇果效嘅门徒。
As I read this passage, I reflect upon my own personal life.
当我去睇呢段经文嘅时候，我对我自己嘅生命有一个反省。
It's easy to read this and wonder how does this apply in my life.
当我哋去睇呢段经文嘅时候，好容易去思考下，到底同我哋个生命有咩关系
？Because I know people here say, I want to be a disciple of Jesus.
好多人都想，我想成为神嘅门徒，
believe,
耶稣嘅门徒。
I believe everyone here can be. I believe everyone here can be.
我都相信每一个人都可以。
And I believe everyone here is.
我亦都相信每一个人都系。
It's a matter of understanding your own life and understanding what God has called and called you to take consideration as a cost in your life.
这个是我们去认识一下到你自己生命的目的是什么，也都让我们明白神叫我们所付出的代价是什么。
Let's just share a little bit of my own personal story of how I got to be in this point as a pastor.
我想自己的机会分享一下我自己的生命，我怎样能够来到这一刻成为一个牧者。
I was actually studied engineering for 4 years.
我在大学读工程读了4年。
And I worked in the engineering world for 3 years.
我在工程界里面做了3年工作。
And in my story, God called me to deny myself as a disciple by saying, Ronnie, I want you to go into full-time ministry.
在我的生命里面，耶稣叫我放低我这个工程职业去做一个全职的侍奉。
That's my story. It doesn't always mean that everyone has to be in full-time ministry to be a disciple.
这个是我个人的故事，但我不是说每一个人都需要去做全职的牧师。
But God called me and I, you know, and it took a while, it took about 5 years, you know.But when I was about 23 or so, I really felt God saying, this is serious, and so I committed.
我大概用了5年的时间去 sell 这个问题，在我23岁的时候，终于能够做到这个决定。
And I told my parents,
我跟我家人说，
I had no problem accepting the fact that I may not have a lot of money in the future.
我很明白，如果我继续去做工程的话，我将来一定可以赚到很多的钱。
But telling my parents was probably the hardest decision I had to do.
跟我家人说是其中一个非常困难的事。
You see, my parents were probably any typical Chinese parents who left Hong Kong because of the scare of
97.
So they left to go to America with the one goal in mind, to give my children the best education and possible, best future possible.
在他们心里面有一个目标，就是去到美国，给他们的儿女能够有最好的教育，最好的生活。
Of course, part of that contract that, you know, no one really knows is there, though, is that when my kids get older, they will support us as we get older. Part of the contract of the parents and child is that when the kids get older, they have to support the parents.
是啦。
好啦，我听你讲乜啦。
佢話咧就其中一個嗰、那個協議就係當個父母去供養你嘅時候咧，你第時都要去供養翻父母嘅。
And so this wasn't really part of my parents' plan.
呢個咧唔係我父母其中一個，唔係我父母計劃裏邊嘅。
To work 13 hard years in a Chinese restaurant to put me through school so that I can go into ministry.
用咗30年時間喺餐館裏面工作，目的要俾到阿 Ronnie 佢去咗做呢、這個全職侍奉。
I still remember that night I told my mom and dad.
我仍然好記得嗰一刻，當我同爸爸媽媽講我全職侍奉嘅時候。
It's the first time ever in my life that I felt my dad was disappointed in me.
我第一次我人生裡面覺得我的爸爸是對我失望。
And mind you, both my parents are very strong and faithful Christians.
哦，亦都可以同你講，我爸爸媽媽其實喺主裡面都係好好嘅弟兄姊妹。
The feeling that I had that night was completely overwhelming.
喺我心裡面，我覺得好唔開心。
You see, my father is the kind of man that.I respect what he says and does what he says to the T.
我好尊重我爸爸，我做佢叫我做嘅嘢。
I've seen my dad as a man of wisdom.
我覺得我爸係一個好有智慧嘅人。
And up to that point, everything he's told me and guided me and instructed me on has always been the right instruction.
我爸教我每樣嘢，我覺得好啱。
But I'm in this dilemma. God wants me to do this, yet my father is not really approving of it.
我睇到我好有好大嘅張力，神叫我去做呢樣嘢，但阿爸叫我唔可以做呢樣嘢。
I couldn't sleep that night.
我今晚我瞓唔著。
The next day was Sunday. I got to church early.
第二日係主日，我翻咗教會。
And I sat in the car and I thought to myself, I cannot believe this, but I'm going to actually go back on my own words. I'm not going to go into full-time ministry.
我坐喺架車裏面，我諗係咪我應該翻去我工程嘅工作，而唔去從事全職侍奉咧
？But then something entered my mind and it said,
我突然間一樣嘢喺我腦裏面去講。
Who do you love more?
佢話：你愛邊個多啲啊？
The creator of your world or your father?
天地嘅創造者定係你嘅父母啊
？Who do you love more, your heavenly father or your earthly father?
到底你係中意你喺地上嘅父母，還是你係喜歡你天上嘅父母啊
？Man, was that a hard question to ask?
呢個係個非常之困難嘅問題。
And so I did the one thing, and I just said, I'm just going to turn to scripture right now.
我冇諗好多嘢，我即刻就打開聖經。
And I was looking for the passage about the rich young ruler.
我睇嗰、那個聖經裏面講嘅有錢人同冇錢。
Because I still thought it was about me and money. I kept thinking it was money was the one the reason that's holding me back.
我成日都有啲顯得覺得我自己同金錢嘅爭鬥。
But interestingly, God brought me to the passage where Jesus says, "Follow me," and the man responds, "Well, I will follow you, but let me first bury the dead, my father. Let me first bury my father." There's a passage where Jesus says, "Come follow me," and the man responds.I will follow you, but let me first bury my father.
聖經裡面有經文想講，係同阿 Ronnie 講，佢話咧，聖經裡面又話，如果你要跟隨我，先就你而家就放下一切跟隨我。但係嗰個人佢話，我要先葬咗我嘅父親先。
And that was the passage that was meant for me at that moment.
喺嗰刻嗰個經文好觸動到我。
Because the passage talks about Jesus saying basically that if you follow me, all things will take care of itself.
哦、耶稣他在那段经文跟他说他说你跟随我你让他们去 take care of
him. And at that moment God spoke to me and said, Ronnie, if you think that I have called you into ministry and you believe that I will watch over you, do you not believe that I will watch over your parents as well?
他跟我说他说如果你跟随我做这个全职侍奉我会照顾你都照顾你的家人。
That was my one experience of loving less my father, my parents, for the sake of following Christ.
这个我第一次明白点样为之爱神多过爱我自己的父母。
I don't tell this story to boast in any way. To be conceited.、I don't tell the story to be proud.
我不是想讲一个故事去自夸。
I wanted to share the story to let you know how it could actually happen in someone's life.
我真的想跟你讲这些是可以在你生命里面发生。
How this could be a reality for you in your life.
这个、可以在你生命里面很真实地发生。
Let me share another point that deals with what Jesus said about following him.
让我去逢你分享耶稣他怎样去再讲他真正跟随耶稣。
With regards to giving up everything that you have.
Well, 当他谈及我们要放弃我们生命所有的东
西。Now, I'll be honest, I haven't given up, I'm not without a dollar in my pocket.
我也都没有扔下所有东西在我银包里面都不是一毫子都没有。
But there was a time where after I finally,made the decision to go to full-time ministry.
当我最后决定去做 full-time ministry 嘅时候
，I applied for seminary right away.
我即刻去神学院度enroll.
And I went to my job and I gave him my 2 weeks resignation.
我跟住去離開咗我份工，俾咗兩個星期嘅通知。
All within about a month。
嗰個全部一個月裡面發生。
The day that I got my acceptance to the seminary。
當日我神學院接受咗我嘅申請。
I get home, I open the letter, congratulations, you've been accepted to the seminary at Alliance Theological
Center. 我打開個信封，嗰封嘅信裡面寫住，恭喜曬我哋神學院收到你成為我哋學生。
I put the letter down, and there's an answer machine message on my answer machine.
我擺低封信，跟住喺嗰度有一個嘅answering machine.
It's a good friend of mine called me.
係佢一個好朋友打俾佢。
I used to work with him when I was in the engineering world.
我之前翻工同佢一齊工作嘅。
He says, I'm now the vice president of this company that makes plastics.
佢係一個好聰明嘅人。
And I'm opening this one position specifically for you.
我開咗一個新嘅崗位，為你而設嘅。
No interview needed.
你唔需要見工。
You'll have 15 people working under you.
我你有50個人你可以睇住。
If you want this job, it's yours.
如果你接受呢份工嘅，嗰啲就全部都係你㗎啦。
So I call him, we talk.
跟住我打電話俾佢同佢講。
Pays $90,000 a year.
佢話
$80,000
九萬。
九萬。九萬。That $10,000 is very important for the story.
Thank you.
九萬。
九萬。
That was twice as much as I was making.
哦，係我而家所嘅薪金嘅兩倍。
So I was only 3 years out of college.
我即係畢業咗三年啫。
He imagined the sense of pride, the sense of ambition just sort of rose in me.
你諗下嗰個嘅自尊嗰個嘅志向，全部都喺我腦裡面去作動緊。
Actually, what I can do is as a man who lives at home with $90,000.
我係一個人喺屋企每一年賺$90,000.
Even my mom fell into the trap a bit.
就算我媽咪都覺得呢個非常之吸引。
Even my mom, who was she from the very beginning was fully supportive of me going into ministry.
就算我媽咪由一開始都好支持我去做全時間侍奉。
Even she said, "Ah, you sure about this?"
跟住我媽就問我，你肯唔肯定㗎？
And it was like, I had to be like, "Get behind me, woman."
Please, 走開啦。
Take me behind me. But you see, at that moment, I really sensed that God was saying, again, count your cost as a disciple.
在那一刻，我真真正正去再一次明白神话，跟随他做门徒是需要付出代价。
It was at that moment I realized God was saying, I'm not going to punish you if you don't do this.
在那一刻，我明白神他跟我说，他说我不会去惩罚你，但如果你不去做全职侍奉。
But I think God wanted,Not only for me, it wasn't really for him to know, but for me to know that if I were to do this, I had to be all in.
神佢藉住呢個機會同我講，佢話如果我真係要做全職侍奉，我需要抌低一切，呢個就係嗰個代價。
You can't just go halfway in.
你唔能夠即係半隻腳入到去，你需要全心全意嘅去做。
It's about going all in.
係需要將你全心全情投入咁去做。
Whoever said that the best things of life are free does not live in reality.
如果你話喺生命裏面最好嘅嘢係
the best things in life that are free, they don't live in reality.
現實裏面冇免費嘅嘢。
Whatever he just said. I mean, think about the greatest fulfillments of your life have all come at a cost, hasn't it?
你生命裡面每一樣嘢都有代價嘅。
I think about the first day, it's for those young people, the first day you get your first actual paycheck from an actual job.
當你第一份工收到你第一份人工嘅時候
，proud moment，
係一個你最感到自豪嘅時刻。
But a huge cost of endless hours of studying, endless sacrifices of time that you would have rather do stuff with your friends comes with the cost, doesn't it?
有好大嘅代價，包括咗你三年嘅學業，包括咗你可以用好多嘅時間去同你身邊人去 social， 呢啲全部嘅事或者擺在工作裏面。
For you parents, some of you have already experienced this, and some of you will experience this. But the day you watch your son or daughter get married, the day you see your son or your daughter get married，
當有一日你見到你嘅兒子同埋你嘅兒女去結婚嘅時候
，That's a priceless moment。
呢個係非常之開心嘅時候。
A day to be proud of。
是一天你值得自豪的日子
So fulfilling as a parent
是非常滿足
But didn't come without a cost did it?
但是他們有很大的代價
And I'm sure you guys are thinking the teenage years
我們相信大家想大家青年的時候
Or in my case right now with my 9-month-old Just the number of hours of sleepless nights
或者我自己在讀書的時候用了很多時間
Things have a cost That's what makes the fulfillment so great
全部都有代价嘅。
As we think about being a disciple of Jesus,
当我哋去谂我哋成为耶稣嘅门徒嘅时候
，the reward is great.
嗰个嘅回报，那个奖赏系好嘅。
Don't be confused that the reward is on this earth only.
唔以为嗰个嘅奖赏净喺地上嘅。
Jesus says to store your treasures in heaven because those are the treasures that won't let rust destroy or moth destroy.
耶稣佢话嗰啲嘅奖赏系天上嗰啲奖赏唔会腐烂，亦都唔会有人去攞嘅。
Can God bless us with money, health, job, education?
神可唔可以藉住我哋嘅工作，藉住我哋嘅家庭，各样嘢去祝福我哋咧
？Yes, He can.
神当然可以啦。
But don't be fooled to think that is the reward of being the disciple of Christ.
但唔好以为嗰啲就系净系神俾我哋嘅奖赏。
We cannot imagine what that reward is because we can't see it before us right now.
我哋唔能够去想象嗰啲奖赏系乜嘢，因为嗰啲奖赏仲系喺 heaven 我哋未见到。
But there is a bit of that experience now. Is just imagine the reward of being in full communion of your Creator.
但我哋可以想象嗰个嘅奖赏就系我哋可以同神有永恒嘅关系。
A life of peace, no hurt, no crying.
有平安，冇唔开心，冇伤害。
Those are the rewards that we want to seek after.
嗰啲就系嗰个奖赏我哋需要去寻求。
Now consider the cost of following Jesus.
我哋都去计算下嗰个代价。
Like I said, you are all capable of being a disciple of Christ.
我哋每个人都有能力去成为主嘅门徒。
And Jesus is saying, I don't want you to be perfect.
我唔需要你成为完美。
He's not saying there will be times of doubt in your life. He's not saying that there won't be times of doubt in your life.
喺你嘅生命里面，你可能都会有疑惑。
What Jesus is saying is count the cost, analyze that cost.
但耶稣同你讲要计算你嘅代价。
It's because when you analyze the cost, is when you hit that moment, you prepare for it.
耶稣佢话要计算代价，当你有困难嘅时候，你就已经预备好啦。
Jesus wants someone who's fully committed.
神佢想我哋每个人都全程投入成为佢嘅门徒。
He wants you to go all in.
佢想我哋全程投入，专心一致。
So this morning, as you sit there and you think about this,
所以今日当我哋坐喺度，我哋思考呢个问题嘅时候。
As a disciple of Christ, how are you in these few areas?
话当耶稣叫做耶稣嘅门徒，有冇叫到我哋更加去成为佢门徒
？How are you in the area of loving God with all your love, your all-consuming love for God?
我有冇思考下，当我哋去爱神嘅时候，需付出我哋一切咧
？How are you in the sense of committing to this walk, even in times of trial?
有冇谂过，当我哋遇到困难嘅时候，仍然要全程投入去跟随主耶稣咧
？And I believe this last one is the one that probably stifles us the most.It's the one that hinders us the most. This last point.
最后一点系，我相信系呢样最系我哋成为神嘅门徒最大嘅难阻。
And I don't like to put this in a strong way, but it's a very difficult thing for Chinese people.
但呢个对于中国人嚟讲系好困难嘅事。
I could say that because I am Chinese.
我可以咁讲，因为我系一个中国人。
But are you willing to give up materialistic things if God has asked you to?
你愿唔愿意放弃你所拥有嘅咧
？Are you willing to give it all up?If God asks you to,
如果神叫你，你愿唔愿意放弃你所拥有嘅咧
？So has God has spoken to you today?
所以当神今日同你去讲说话嘅时候
，Pray and ask God. Pray and ask God.
祈祷同一向神祈求。
Just close your eyes for just one moment.
请大家闭上你嘅眼睛。
If there's something that God is saying to you right now,
有啲嘢神去同你讲而家。
If there's an area in your life where God is saying,To you need to surrender this to me.
喺你生命里面有乜一样嘢系神叫你喺佢面前去降服咧
？Write that down.
请你写低佢。
Write it down.
写低佢。
And this week, go back home and pray about this.
今日当你翻到屋企嘅时候，为呢件事去祈祷。
I believe God has it in your life to be His disciple.
我相信神佢想你成为佢真正嘅门徒。
But He does not want you to fail as a disciple.
佢唔想喺门徒嘅道路上面跌倒。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning.
所以感谢赞美你。
Lord, I just pray that your words, Lord, would hit each person here with conviction.
主啊，求你话要触动我哋每一个人。
Lord, I pray that this is not just a bunch of information that has been passed.
主啊，求你嘅话语唔系净系好似一啲嘅信息咁样突入我哋个心里面。
But Lord, Your Spirit would bring about transformation in the hearts.
但系你嗰个灵会令我哋生命得着改变。
Lord, I include myself in this.
主啊，我将我自己都摆喺个祈祷里面。
Lord, continue to teach us the way to be Your disciple.
继续去教导我点样成为一个真正嘅门徒。
So Father, not for our sake,
跟随主耶稣,
but for the sake of your mission,
为着主你的缘故跟随主耶稣,
for the building of God's kingdom,
为着主你的国去跟随主耶稣。
So Lord, we thank you and we ask that you would bless this time.
主啊，我们感谢你，也求主你祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.